Had to laugh. Woke up and more snow on the ground, of course, because I'm here in Berlin, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful for a boy from the subtropics to be able to appreciate the snow is really quite stunning, and see it falling out of the sky as flakes. People who know snow know this very well, but it's very new and fresh and unique experience for me because I've never been involved in this sort of environment before. I've never done a real European winter. Winter back home in Brisbane is minimum of maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 degrees and a maximum of often 20 degrees during the day. Beautiful days that we have in Brisbane. But a cold winter like I'm having here in Berlin, and in Europe is something I've always wanted to experience. And as I walk around the streets, I'm amazed at how the locals, the Berliners, just get on with their life. You know, so it snows. So they come along and they sweep the snow off the footpaths and off the roads and they salt the roads and everybody just gets on with their day. And it's no great drama. I don't know what it'd be like here if there was 2 or 3 metres of snow like they had last year. That was pretty tough, they all say. But at the moment, they're dealing with it just fine. And it's cold. It's very cold. It's like yesterday was minus 14. So everybody's rugged up. And I'm feeling it. And I've got lots of clothes and I'm wearing everything I've got and I'm layered over. But all the locals just get on with their life. They're just doing things as though nothing was special and it's just cold and it's winter. And then I come back to my hotel and I get on Twitter and I see UK snow. I see a hashtag for it. So I get on and have a bit of a look and see what's happening with UK snow. And the Brits are complaining about the cold and the bitter and how tough it is. And across, you know, Europe, everybody's doing it tough. And there's been snow in Rome for the first time in 26 years. And yada, 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 yada. Everybody's going on about, you know, the cold and everything. And I thought, hang on, it's probably a media beat-up because probably everybody's just getting on with their day like the Berliners are here. But if it's not, if everybody in the rest of Europe and UK are actually shutting down because of it, it just shows how these countries that deal with winter deal with it so very well. I imagine up in Norway and Finland and places where they get a lot more snow and it's a lot colder, they just deal with it even more so than the Berliners do here. But it was interesting to see how they just get on with it. And like I said, they just get on with it and get on with their day. And we were amongst it and walking around the place. We went into the east a little bit yesterday, a little bit deeper into the east. I've been in there before, but I took my friend Adam with me. And we went to a hotel went to a cafe to have breakfast. It was going to be a meeting and I was going to do a recording for the podcast, but unfortunately that didn't work out. So we just had a long, lazy breakfast. And then we walked back through a few of the more tourist market areas of Berlin and checked out the sites. And Adam made a statement which I thought was rather profound. He said, the East got all the good stuff. And he was right. He was right. When you look at where the Berlin Wall lies, the West didn't get anything of major historical significance. They got the Tiergarten. They got the Reichstag and places like that. But the East got all of the really cool stuff. They got the Brandenburger Tor. They got Parisian Plaza. They got all of the museums. They got the university. They got they got everything. They got it all. And all of the big admin, all of the history, all of the stuff that went down in the 20th century and earlier in the previous centuries is primarily in the East. And they managed to get all that. They ruined some of it. They destroyed some of it. They, you know, looked after some of it. But the East got all the good stuff. And he was quite right. I hadn't actually realised that up until he mentioned it. And then we just came back and we hung out. It is cold, it is snowy, it is Berlin, it is winter, and the rest of Europe is also copping it. But I noticed that the Berliners just get on with their life. They just walk the streets, they catch the trains, everything works, everything functions. And it's fascinating to see how people operate in this sort of climate. It's unique for me. That's the February call for today. I'll catch you tomorrow. Bye-bye.